Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. Today I want to talk to you about some leasing, cell site leasing. Now, I'm not going to go into the site acquisition side, but I told you I did a short stint for site acquisition. But what I did want to go into was the leasing end. I was curious about, I had a lot of people asking me about leasing land and cell towers and so on. And I had other people asking me about building on land. Well, I came across Airwave Advisors, which they had a blog on leasing, right? And who they represent normally are the people that have land or have a rooftop or something like that. They have space that a cell tower company, a cell company usually, like a Carrier or maybe a Crown Castle, an American Tower, someone like that wants on. And I reached out to the guy, Nick Foster, who owns a business, and he's a really nice guy. And we had a cool talk. Plus, you know, he lives in San Diego. He's like from the Maryland, D.C. area. And I went to visit San Diego one day and loved it. You know, he just loved it. And he came back and told everyone, hey, I'm moving to San Diego. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever. And at the time, he was in commercial real estate. And he just saved up his money. And one day, he quit his job and moved to San Diego, which was sort of cool. And he's still there today, owns a business today. So things worked out well. Don't get me wrong. He went through his tough times. But he's a really neat guy. So anyways, lives in San Diego. And while he was out there, he did site acquisition too. He did a lot of different jobs. But he realized that a lot of these people that he worked with for and found sites for, they were so curious. They just don't know about leasing to cell tower companies. They don't understand the nuances that it takes for these people to, or for that these companies want from them. You know, they think you can just get like, let's say a couple $100 or $1,000 a month. And Nick's there to represent the people that just don't know any better. For instance, who's going to maintain the road if they build a tower? Who maintains the area around it? If they add carriers, do you get extra money when they add stuff? You know, and how do you structure that lease? If Verizon's on there, and let's say the AWS-3 auction came out, if they start putting up new antennas and new remote radio heads, does the landlord, the person that owns the land, get a piece of that? Well, Nick helps make sure that they get a fair shake. He makes sure they get a fair deal. If you have a business, like a couple-story building, and a cell carrier wants to go on there, he makes sure that the property owner gets a fair shake. So you got to remember, these guys come in and they just think they can walk all over you and they get a cheap lease. And of course, their margin goes up, and I get it. It's business, right? They're going to take all that they can get. So if a Carrier or a Crown Castle or American Tower want to build a cell tower on your property or change your rooftop into a cell site, that's one of the things that he's going to help with. You know, he helps people that just don't understand the law, don't understand contracts, and they don't understand what a fair price is. And they don't think ahead to think what the strategy is for when they add more to the, let's say, the rooftop or to the cell tower on your land or on your building. You know, that's what he's there for. He's helping the little guy out. That's what we're here for. He's also making sure everyone pays their fair share. So my conversation with Nick was an interesting one. You know, I told you about his background. He moved from D.C. and he was just sort of a neat guy, really friendly and open guy. Wouldn't come on my podcast, but everyone's leery when I start recording stuff, so I couldn't record anything. But one of the things that he pointed out was a lot of these landowners or roof building owners, let's say rooftop owners, they think they can deal with the big boys, but they don't understand that these big companies, the site acquisition companies, are large or they have a law firm, and they know what they're doing, right? So they're going to shake you down for as much as they can. And they bring in the big guns immediately. They're willing to throw their weight around immediately. I mean, they don't screw around, right? So he's there to tell you that if they want to go there, it's for a reason. So you got to think about that when you're negotiating with these guys. You got to think they wouldn't be coming to you if they didn't want to go there. If they had another site in mind, they could go to another site. So he's there to make sure you get a fair shake for that. So I told you about, what about the landscaping? Who's going to take care of that? If there's a roof, if there's a leak in the roof because somebody was up there working, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to fix that? And you also ought to get a process in place that if there is a leak, you got to fix it right away, right? You can't wait for one of these companies to do something. And then you want to send someone a bill. So my point here is you have options. You should never go to the end of the negotiation without being prepared. it's great to be represented. And remember, knowledge is power. And the chances are you'll need someone who is as knowledgeable at the site as you are. So you want to be as knowledgeable as a person you're negotiating against. So it's only going to get more intense with the growth of small cells and other cell sites. And you got to remember, with all the growth that's coming out, they're going to be looking for cost-effective ways to roll out. And you just don't want to be taken advantage of with that. So what are cost-effective ways? You're going to have rooftops. You're going to have lower roofs. They're going to go on poles. You just got to be ready. If you own a property out there that you think would be attractive to a cell company, now, and they approach you, now you got to know, now you know who to call or who to reach out to help represent the, you know, you against these big guys. You got to remember, these are big companies normally. They've been through this thousands of times, tens of thousands of times at this point. It's probably no big deal to them, but they still play hardball. Anyway, now listen. Nick didn't pay me anything for this. I just really thought he provided a neat service, okay? He's a neat guy. I liked his website. I read the blog. He really is trying to help people. And the other thing he points out, if you read his blog, which is really cool, you see how some of these companies shake you down. I mean, you wouldn't think it would, but they have people coming around and giving other people a hard time. For instance, if you go to his blog and you look at, and you scroll down to some of his blog posts, you can really, I mean, you get an education. You know what I mean? Like, what are today's rates? Does anybody know? It's right there in his blog, airwaveadvisors.com/blog. And you also look at the, you know, how you handle different situations or if you've been contacted by different companies. It's really interesting. By the way, before I forget, I want to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for being a sponsor. Thank you, Tower Safety, where the best get better. They provide OSHA 10, they provide tower rescue and tower safety training, and they also provide CPR and first aid training, and they're constantly updating it because the rules are changing. If you didn't heard, Nate, National Association of Tower Rectors, put out an updated book for their tower safety. If you didn't get the email, just go to natehome.com, and it's on there. Because Nate, they really publicized it. I got several posts about it. Well, anyway, back to what I was talking about, because it's all about me. And I was talking about Airwave Advisors. Yeah, I would get in their blog and you can just see what's out there. I mean, he's a neat guy. It's interesting to learn what you don't know about these cell tower leases. And he's an expert. And he's looking out, like I said, for you and me, the little guy. All right, everyone out there, be smart, be safe. And remember, follow the plan. But don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. And I didn't finish. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing. That's part of safety. All right, see ya.